little bit about myself. I'm the adopted member in the
so important to bring someone back right at the spirit and the gospel. That's often so much of the question that the church gets in the beginning of what God's work can be worth. Nicholas, that's simply that too, is the one that we want to do.
and pray. Two men and pray. To sit at home and pray again. And you have a slot. You have an hour slot. And with that, connect to the faith that I am in operation. Another faith thing is that self independence. And that is where the one part is to go out on the street, come back for refreshment and so forth during the course of the night. And so you have to have phone prayers, but an hour to cry. But you do get shared information. Because it's the most night, we won't come to town castles, won't come to you, so you sell to me and ask what that means. And we and it is happening. 9 times out of 10 in Cedar Hill, not much is happening. But if they were in question, all people find that they get something to happen. So be praying for them. And you know that you have got to find it. And it's a massive difference to tell people on the street. Know that. And prayer might get a word from God, something from the Bible, which 90% of the time is so relevant. God, that's true. So relevant and powerful. It's a word of God's goodness that actually comes from wonderful stuff in the Bible. It's so important. So important. Ran out of the place -15. And there were still people and 15 young ladies walking down in barefoot. And in our thousands of people to pick up the lines from there on barefoot.
also I'm not going to do sort of like a full run of speech today, if you will, or sort of message, but I think I've just had a few thoughts for today, sort of why we're doing what we're doing on the community summit, and to think a little bit about what it means to be community. What we've heard today is about being in the community, being in the community, and that's your function of being in the community and being in the community. That's sort of thought that I want to sort of re-grapple with this year, and to grow it, and to really connect the parts that we've always been, and what God called us to be in the church in this town. So, I just pray that you get a bit of a just for one couple of seconds, and Lord, just thank you for who you are, and thank you for God, you are a God in this community, and it's well the rest. And we want to pray, Lord, that as we keep the voice together, that Lord, it would be just you that speaks to our hearts. And Lord, we want to reflect what you are calling us to do in this hour, at this time. So Lord, help us today, we pray. It's a full day from me, or for the one time, it's a full day from you, burning our hearts and challenging us. Amen. So it's a number of different ways. comprehensive, participatory. So the history of the idea is a vegetarian. And in question, it has two different sort of thoughts, I think, the way that the word is used. One is a sharing eating, and another is a sharing with. So the idea of a sharing in community, but also a sharing with one another. So those two thoughts, for some of us, here in the book, what we have to do, 42, I think the dominant thought, is the sharing with. If you follow on, you can say something like this, so you can put everything to your own, and then share with others as that community. And so the idea there is that lots of people are creating a commune where everybody is satisfied, everything they have. But the idea of trying to alleviate lack of equalizing the community so that when one person is aware that somebody else is being used, there's something strange about it. It's a practical expression of space that seeks to bring some sort of equality. And of course, that really underscores out of what God is prompting us as individuals to do and to respond. So I can talk a lot about that, but and God, and often liberalizing questions, why do we ever have kids? And why do you bring children into this world? Why do you have them be grateful and happiness? Why would you want to do that? Bring something into this world? The nature of love wants to reproduce itself. There's something about the nature of love. And God, in his very nature, is love. If the one thing we do, God is love. That's why he needs to reproduce himself. He wants to reproduce himself. That's the first humanity into the world. And so, we are the community of God. We are reproducing humanity. That's what we want to say spiritual more than anything else now. But the idea that we are reproducing some of the daughters of God is intimately. That lovely verse in John chapter 1 where it says that Jesus is in the bosom of the Father. That's a lovely, close, intimate, and so there is real relationship. It's a relationship that goes deeper than just, hi, how nice to see you, lovely to see you, good morning, hello, goodbye. You know, an intimacy. It talks about in that same verse about how Jesus exegetes the Father, he reveals the Father to us. So there is a sense in which the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but he's intimacy for the context in each one of them, revealing the other one, the Father, the Son, the Son, the Father, Holy Spirit, the Son. So there is a sense that they are making one another known. Am I your champion? Are you my champion? Do you want me to help some all of you? Do you want others to know who I am in this heart? You know, am I the same to you? I'm the same to you. So we're in the same position that is going to say, which is submissive. Jesus said, I'm here because of God's presence. This is not an innocent thing, it's a positive thing, it's an equal thing. So it's a very thing that you'll be able to have. So you see that as servanthood, humility, unity, body life, the idea that we all have some pieces to do. You know, the Son comes and sacrifices himself, and the Holy Spirit is part of us. You know, there is roles that he brings in as you. And so, in one sense, when we talk about the idea of sharing things, we're sharing in that very life and nature of God. One another a day.